Hey, what's good? It's your boy J.I.D.
What up, what up? What's good, everybody? This is Neo.
What's good? This is Glorilla, and you're checking out the Cruise Show Podcast. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and share. Let's go. Go. Pull a toolie out on your face, let it bust. Other hate because they can't with us. Like, camera, action. Draw the pins from the hood to the man. I'm in love with your body, in love with your mind, in love with your soul. Big digit, young, big ballin', and I'm thick crippin'. Still in the hood, $1 million later. Still, me and my drive through the city, and German engineer. Once upon a time, not long ago, when G-Slim turned into G-Perico. Now it's late night, 108 deep, choppers out casing.
G Perico's on the Cruise Show. Real 92.3 LA is new on for hip hop. You feeling that, bro?
What? Damn, that's crazy.
It's love, bro. It's love. We value you here, man.
That's big. You know? Damn near dropped a tear just now.
My guy. My guy. You know, because it's your art, bro.
Yeah.
And we value you as an artiste.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Come on, bro. Shout out to DJ Fuse for putting that together.
Fuse! Yeah. Shout out Fuse, man.
Fuse is the man, dog. Yeah, Fuse. My guy Fuse puts that together. And, you know, we're all fans and we love the music and we appreciate the time, dog.
Man, I appreciate that.
Come on, bro.
That was big right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, so Hot Shot, Gangsta Grills, bro.
Gangsta Grills.
Shout out to DJ Drama. What a history with Drama, right? Drama is just Drama. Yeah. He is just this entity, right? Yeah. And then in walks G Perico from the streets of LA.
Right.
And they put together this masterpiece.
Yeah.
So let's go to action. Is action just like this big fuck you to everyone who didn't understand or didn't necessarily have your back?
For sure. Most definitely. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. It's a celebration. It's a F you.
Right.
And it's a, you know, we here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, bro. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Sounds crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of life experience in the project.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You're talking about a lot and what you've gone through.
Yeah.
You ever look back and like your heart starts racing, bro?
Yeah, for sure. All the time. It really been happening a lot lately, too. Because it's like where I'm at. It's like, bro, this is unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Bro.
It's unbelievable.
$1 million later, we still in the hood.
Yeah. We still in it. We spent that $1 million on the building. In the hood. For sure.
That's right. What's up, Jackie?
How was it working with Drama? I mean, he's one of the most important voices in hip hop.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was pretty dope. Like, you know, I've been doing Drama for years. So we used to work at Mean Streets a lot and everything. But when we dialed in for the project and we actually doing a project, like my heart was kind of like in the first session, like, what you got? Play something. Let me hear it. It was different Drama.
Yeah, for sure.
What you doing? What's up?
Was it a trip seeing him ad lib in real life?
Yeah. That was pretty dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially when he yelled the hood out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was bro.
Yeah.
You know, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he did it yesterday, and we were like, what the heck? That's crazy. It's like
he turns it on, you know?
Yeah, he definitely turns it on.
It's definitely an art form, for sure.
But yeah, you know, you bring up a good point, because it's always different, like, vibing with another artist or another creative, and then when you actually work with a creative, it's like completely different. You get to meet a whole different side, like, oh, damn, this fool kind of got rules, or this was not just, like, turning up. Like, it's more strict in a way.
Yeah, it was pressure. It was like...
Pressure.
It was like a just unimpressed, I don't know, parent or something. Like, what you got?
Like, that's
okay.
It?
All right, yeah, I'm going to be in the other room. I'm like, damn.
You're like, yo, is this an audition? Yeah. What am I doing?
I'm like, damn, I got to turn it up. And that's when the first day we got in, I played a few songs. I was nervous. And then that's when I did Action.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
And it's all from there.
I'm like, let me get this. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't find the files at first. Yeah. You're like, where is it?
Yeah. I thought it was here. I thought it
You got to tell them
stop mixing mastered yet.
Hey, can you break down that your song Religion? Can you break that down for me?
Religion. Religion is, you know, basically me trash talking.
Yeah.
And just my point of view on how I was when I came in the game, like how I was saying, you know, niggas was tucking their rags when I came in the game. You know what I mean? Which it was like, you know, I'm blue as hell, right? So it's like it wasn't like the thing to like be blue at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like kind of like, oh man, they got it. This ain't, they not going for this, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I came out, like, everybody turned they, you know, they blue thing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, at what point did you decide, like, yo, music is 24 hours a day? Where you really had to go into your artist bag and really fully commit?
Like, when I had to, like, they took a gang of my homies to the feds, right? And it was like, these was a lot of my guys that I was dealing with. And it was like, I'm straddling the gate. And I was so scared, bro. I thought they was going to come back and get me. You know what I mean? Thought they was going to get me too. And I'm like, bro, it's really no future in nothing else besides the music. And I know that the music will create all type of other opportunities. So, you know, I got to put all my energy into this and learn as much as I can about it, because this is really where the future at and where the longevity at and the life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
So was that decision hard for you to, like, leave that behind so that you can progress? Or
nah, it was, it got to a, like, from the intro, it was like, man, I ain't got no choice. Cause it's like, I don't know. Like, if I'm not trying to go back to the pen, you know what I'm saying? And then as it started to unfold and bubble a little bit, and then people start coming back, and, you know, it was like, yeah, it was difficult, you know, like knowing that I got to walk away from the, you know, the actual active lifestyle. Like, that was real difficult. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Does it feel like you're turning your back on
for
it?
For sure, for sure. Yeah,
yeah,
it felt like
guilt,
that.
Right?
Yeah, it felt like that because, you know, with even a little bit of success of something different coming from the inner city, you know, first thing people do, like, for lack of better terms, is try to crucify you. Oh, you changed. You acting funny. You ain't answer my... You rolled down the street.
Yeah.
I might have been driving down the street and didn't see him. You seen me and didn't say what's up. Ooh.
Yeah.
All this different...
A lot of assumptions, yeah.
Yeah, all of this, these different things coming at you. So, yeah, it was real difficult. It's like, damn, am I even doing the right thing? And it's like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing. Like, it wouldn't be so difficult if it wasn't the right thing.
Yeah. On Karma, you say, you know, living in the streets is like dancing with the devil.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, the devil is in these streets.
Yeah.
Constantly.
For sure.
Do you ever plan on leaving California? You know, everybody's moving to Texas. Everybody's moving to here and there. You ever plan on leaving L.A., California?
Nah. I don't. Even if I get a spot somewhere else, I'm going to still be out here.
This is home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I can't. Like, my heart here.
It's like, if you make it in L.A., you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Say that about New York. But still, it's... I mean,
if you can make it in L.A. County Jail, you can make it in...
If you can make it in the Twin Towers,
yeah,
you can make it anywhere, my G.
Yeah.
That jail life ain't no joke, though, bro.
Nah,
that's
not.
Nothing to aspire to do, or you know, ain't nothing but all bad in there.
It's nothing there. It's like I call it the artificial world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, I don't want to get deep into that, but yeah, it's not real though.
I also think, though, despite any bad situation, there's always good that comes out of it. What was
for sure.
What good came out of jail?
G Perico, me, Perico's Enterprise
yes,
Click, blue t-shirt, Hot Shot. You know what I mean? All that came from out of that experience, knowing that I don't want to be there. I don't want to spend my life there. I don't even want to spend another 5 minutes there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that... the good that came out of that was knowing that, you know, I got to be serious about doing something good.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
Man. Yeah.
Who looked out early on, G Perico? Who looked out? Who was Big Bro? Who was
Exhibit? Exhibit, one of the first, like,
to
just, like, stamp me and wave the flag for me, mention me in all his interviews.
A lot of love. Yeah, man.
Bring me in to movies, songs, take me to his, show me his house for inspiration. Like, bro, look at this, man. We got to get you one of these. Show me the Ferrari, the Lolos. Like, bro, you got to do this. Take me to Dre. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exhibit took me to Dre. Like, it was, like, X
out.
Was definitely one of the first to this day. Like, he was on my heels last time I seen him. When something new dropped, well, we got a project coming Friday.
Right. You know?
Damn,
he on you like the P.O., my G.
Yeah.
He wants you to win.
For sure.
But it's also a trip, too, because you're like, yo, I watched you on Pimp My Ride. Like,
for
this
sure.
is crazy.
For sure. And even before Pimp My Ride, like, I was an Exhibit fan. X.
Man.
All that, even from, like, I knew Exhibit from Paparazzi, like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah.
West Coast track.
For sure.
Being a parent influenced the way that, you know, you now do your music and just move?
Sometimes I think about it, but then it's like, I can't.
What you mean, dog?
I can't water it down. Like, it done been times where I'm like, damn, my daughter.
Go listen to this.
Yeah. But it's like I can't really water down the lifestyle. Like, yeah. I'm representing for like something bigger than myself. You know what I mean? And it's reality.
Yeah.
It's like not like, you know, anything malicious or trying to lead anybody in down a path of destruction. Like, it's really more inspiration, but actually seeing what really go on too.
Yeah.
But following up with the shit, it then created an entrepreneur. And, you know, all these different great things came out of it. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, no. Yeah, and you know, she's going to hear about it and in the music. Your children will eventually learn what went on, what happened, what didn't happen.
For sure.
You feel me? And it's all who, it's all of it made up who you are today.
Right. Right. It, like any new kids, I'm pretty sure they probably would never get the full pull because we live in totally different and set up different. But yeah. My daughter, you know, I'm pretty sure she didn't heard it all from, you know, she related to a lot of my homies. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm
you
pretty sure.
You curse in front of your daughter?
I try not to.
Me too, but it happens. It happens, man. Something falls and I'm like, oh shit. And then the kids are just looking at me like, Dad, you just said a bad word.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to. You know what I mean? But
it's
I'm pretty sure she probably cussing with her little friends.
But sometimes it's a trip. Sometimes they make you want to cuss.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? You
for know
what
sure.
I mean? But you can't say that.
For sure.
What's up, Jackie?
Where do you go? Where's like your like place where you just go in LA that's just disconnect from everything?
Track like the entire LA. Like my thing is jumping in the car.
Yeah.
And just driving. That's how I disconnect and also get creative and get inspiration. Like, I just, like, I'm a car junkie. So, like, I do a lot of driving. Like, I love to just get in traffic and just, where are we going? Nowhere.
You just traffic? Hitting cones.
Like, don't you? Traffic.
Like, not traffic.
Say, dog,
not
you,
like the,
you
not
different.
Stopping, not stop and go traffic. Like, of course, like, I'm picking the time to drive when the streets is open.
I'm about to say, like, dog.
I'm not,
like,
I'm
yeah,
probably, yeah. Nah. I'm
at
in.
2 p.m.?
Nah.
You different.
Nah,
dog.
when I say traffic, it's like slang for hitting corners, but nah, I'm driving around like 9, 10 at night. You know what I mean? Or like,
right,
you know,
right.
At a certain time
moving
of the
around,
day when there's no
traffic.
Yeah. And hitting the right, I know the right pockets to hit, but I'm not in the stop and go. I hate that.
That's the worst.
I'll fall asleep.
Me too, dog.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't drive during like the heavy, I don't drive during like maybe like 2 to 6. Like, I'm not in the nah.
So you don't listen to the crew show then?
He's working, he's doing his thing, he's busy.
Damn, dog.
Hey, look,
hot shot.
2 to 6. I catch it occasionally, but
appreciate it, dog. Thank you.
But I'm definitely like, when it's heavy traffic, I'm not trying to be driving.
It,
you know what I mean? But hey, Sundays, I'm all day though. I'm all day.
Yeah,
from dusk to dawn.
Come
I'm
on.
Out.
Yeah. All day. We
what
out.
Was your first car?
A Cutlass. Like a raggedy Cutlass, like with different fenders, a different hood, different. It was like 5 different colors.
It was put together,
the
yeah.
The engine
yeah.
was knocking. I got it for like $400.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
But you were smashing, right?
Yeah.
You were on.
And then I just had a gang of buckets after that. I was just on a bucket street.
Cash, everything cash.
Yeah.
Everything cash.
Yeah.
100%.
We got no credit.
Yeah, no credit.
Hot Shot is available on all digital streaming platforms. G Perico.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are some of the challenges and benefits as well of being a business, a young black man owning his own business, owning the building you got shot in front of?
For sure.
Like, bro, like there's some history there. I think that's a full circle moment.
For sure. That was like huge. You know what I mean? That was huge. And, you know, one of the challenges was I thought people would love it, but they hated it. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people I don't know if I would even say value what they think, but yeah, I got like a lot of, you know, undercover hate about it. But,
damn.
You know, it was even more inspirational to do more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Were you surprised by the hate?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
caught
like.
Caught you off guard.
Like, caught me off guard. I thought people would have loved it, but they caught me off guard. I said that in the song, but
yeah.
It was like, it's like, damn, I'm here for, like, if I win, we all win. You know what I'm saying? I always shared my thing. Like, if you notice, when I came out, I'm never hollering G Perico. I'm always hollering something that's all of us, the collective, where everybody could find their way in it. So, mm-hmm. you know, that was a little strange, but, you know, it don't
deal
stop.
Deal with it, though, right?
Yeah.
And in the street, you deal with that, too.
For sure.
You know, certain politics and certain things.
Right. And it's like, I even was used to it, but, you know, you never stop getting surprised because, like, in the streets, we was having spots and having money and having cars. And, you know, you got older homies that don't know what to do, that's jealous of that and all that. So, it's, you know, it's always been a thing, but I never used that as, you know, something to complain about, just, like, more motivation. Like, absolutely. I got to do more.
Yeah. Did that make you keep your guard up or make your guard go up?
Yeah. My guard been up from the intro because, like, you see a lot of crazy things that don't make sense. Like, damn, why would he do that to him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or why would they do that to him? Like, it don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, naturally just seeing things transpire with other people that, you know, maybe that, the, you know, I wouldn't say victim, but, you know, the person that didn't get the great end of it, didn't deserve it at all. He was just doing his thing. And, you know, people didn't know how to get with him and learn from him and, you know, and try to grow. Like, you know, they just try to destroy it.
That sounds like the way Nip went out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the thing is, like, people, the street life, bro, is based on, like, envy and jealousy, bro. Just think about it, like, with the gang thing, right? So we are from gangs and these tribes and these big families. Like, what do we clash about? Like, maybe, like, these dudes from this other hood got better cars and moving faster. And it's like, man, F them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't nothing. We the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, that's hate. That's envy. That's jealousy. And then when we get in the same room, it's somebody that's upset picking with them. And now one situation turned into, that's what this whole thing is like built off of. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's built off of love as well, but it's like, I would just call it like dysfunctional family. So, you know, like we like designed to tear each other down and rip each other apart since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't even really take it personal because it's been like that since Malcolm X. Like.
Yo, exactly.
And since before that.
Martin Luther King. Yeah, for sure.
So
no,
do you
yeah.
think people need to outgrow that lifestyle? Like it's getting old?
I mean,
is there a need to outgrow it?
It's the DNA at this point. So it's like nothing you can outgrow. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, when, like, our family got, everybody got curly hair. Like, that's nothing you could out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exactly.
Uh-huh. And I think the base of it all, right, the base of it all is trauma.
For sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because, like, not to get too deep, but, like, the black, like, the history of the black American, like, our history and culture is slavery and hate and all that.
Pain.
That's our,
pain.
That's the black American's history and culture. That's our thing.
And like, it's not like a year, 2 weeks. It's like, yo, it's years. It's hundreds of years.
It's like, we don't have, like, we not from Africa, really. We from the United States. So our history here is, like, some real, like, tragic, traumatic thing. It's not like we could look back and, like, we was here, we was kings, and we, you know what
right,
I mean?
Absolutely.
And
right.
then when it did come together, like, the black community and all that, like, in the, what, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know what I mean? Like, the, you know, that got ripped apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then they let the, like, they destroy everything else but the gangs. You know what I'm saying? They let us exist. Like, everything that was good got ripped apart. But, yeah, I don't, you know. Yeah.
The negative, our history they, is, let, they let grow.
Yeah, our history is definitely hate and, you know.
Have you ever done, like, the, is it 23andMe or what is it? The to see where, like, your ancestors are from? Have you ever done that?
I started to do it.
Really?
I got like halfway through and I'm what like, happened? Man, I don't feel like filling no more of this.
This is too much work.
Too much paperwork, dog.
Yeah.
No, you'll find out some shit though, huh?
Right. And then I didn't want to put my card on there.
They gonna get my info.
I like they gonna be charging me.
My relatives
they gonna be charging me every month some hidden fee I don't know about.
You know it. You know it.
$9.99. I ain't noticing.
Nah, listen. If I'm gonna learn about my family, I need it in a free trial. You feel me?
Right.
Let me keep it moving, man.
Right.
G Perico, the new album Hot Shot, the Gangsta Grills tape. It's out now with DJ Drama.
Hot Shot.
G Perico, Hot Shot, all streaming platforms. Request Action. Action is crazy. Congratulations.